This is July 26th, the next day. William Irwin Thompson says that the first universal religion of humanity was worship of the Great Mother. This would be about 10,000 more years ago. Do you agree with that, Ion?
No.
The Great Mother Goddess. They have found little artifacts of the goddess.
Good God. It's all the horror. It's all the horror business of how it brings forth life and ushers into blah, 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 and penis envy and all that gobbledygobbledygobbled. So the answer is no.
So what kind of... Was there a period in human history humans didn't have a religion?
You mean like now?
No, yeah. Now we're different, but in the past.
You don't have a religion. You can't even be religiously do your religion. Even your non-religion isn't even a good religion. You pissed on the Pope. You peed on the Pied Piper. You've done everything you can do. It forced Satan getting a bad rap these days. Satan worshippers, the Santeria can't even make it anymore. It's fucked up, Bob. When the devil can't make it, it's bad. It's a bad day when you mess up the devil's business. I tell you, Talkie, I'd have a field day in this world we're playing in right now. It's too cool for school. Literally,
right, so,
they're blessing bullets before they blow your damn head off. It's amazing. Now, here we go. Since Dr. Dean is the sharpest machete in the shed, now they're taking knives, machetes, and axing up people. This is the most fun ever. So if killing is a religion, maybe that's a good one. Okay.
But what did human, when there was religion, was there?
There was fear. When there was religion, there was fear.
So was there a period way back or some part of our now when we didn't have fear? And there was no religion.
You mean like now? We did now.
Let's say at the time of the Moabites, did they have religion?
Yeah, it was basically like a verse. Basically kind of like when we do, and we go into cash flow, payday, PayPal, popo, picking,
yeah,
whatever you call your thing now. That's kind of a religious exercise. So if you go talking about like that, yeah, you can have incremental breaths of light. Some people say in mediation you can get something like that. They say that, but it's not been our experience, but they give that as reference points. Now, world to world, you can strike into all kinds of fun, different stuff, but that's what it is. It's different stuff. We're being ambivalent here on purpose because your question lacks a bit of caliber to get it somewhere, so... We're engaging with you because we adore playing with you, but to what end is not very clear for your knowingness.
Okay. Here's a quote. If one goes back to Mohenjo-Daro, that's Mohenjo-Daro, it's the ancient cultures of the Dravidian plain. That would be in India. So if you go back quite far, one finds seals that picture gods or shamans in yogic postures. Therefore, the esoteric system of yoga is not a cosmology brought in by the Aryan invaders of the north. The whole story of the Aryan invasions in India is a racist rationalization for the caste structure. It is another version of the British myth of the Norman invasion of Ireland, put forth by David Hume, according to which there was no culture in Ireland before the British invaded it. This is in face of the fact that when Charlemagne wished to end the Dark Ages and encourage higher education on the continent, it was to monks from Irish monasteries that he had to turn to find people with a knowledge of classical Greek. The British in India and Ireland were fond of this invasion myth for obvious reasons and for equally obvious reasons. Aurobindo, as a revolutionary nationalist in India, began to distrust it. When he read the translations...
Bob, look what you're saying. You're talking about Pakistan.
Yes.
2500 BCE, okay? It's
yes.
just, it's the Indus Valley Civilization. It's nothing
it's
fancy. It's the Indus Valley
Civilization. Yes. Yeah. Did they have yogic postures in their imagery?
Yes.
OK, Okay. Bill says yoga is a pretty amazing esoteric discipline. Did those guys get enlightenment through yoga?
No, they were stretching out their muscles as they were forming 2500 BCE, ABBDDLECTTLELEAG, some bullshit stuff.
Tea leaves.
What you're doing. Yeah, tea leaves. There you go. But you come back to the conversation, it's simpler than that. They weren't, it's not that this is a yogi experience. All it is just stuff that they did. No different than your ablutions, Bob.
My ablutions.
Ablution. Yes, your ablution. That's right.
So,
but if it was so good, why did they abandon it in the 19th century BCE?
Yeah, why did they abandon it?
Well, it was ridiculous. It didn't make any difference. It was stupid. I mean, in fact, you're talking about this thing. We're like, he's not sitting here quoting some bullshit, sand Negro Mojave mess deal in Pakistan to try to say that this is something, something, something. And the whole thing is 620 acres, all of it. For Pete's sake, you've taken pisses bigger than that, Bob.
Well, what is the 628 acres? What is?
The whole thing.
Of the Saharan Desert, maybe, you're saying? Or
no,
you
of your thing. You're not even saying. We don't even say it. We won't say it.
Mohenjo-Daro?
Yeah, we're not saying that. We're not even going to say it. We're not even going to say it out loud.
but what do you? You talk about some little oasis. Why are you mentioning this little area?
That's what this whole. That's what that whole thing is. Is that, Bob?
Well, what is it?
They're just talking about an oasis.
It stands for the Mound of Dead Men. So that's what it is. The Mound of Dead Men. And you're making it a thing.
Yeah, let me explain that. Yeah, it's the Mohenj, M-O-H-E-N-J hyphen Daro. I looked it up just after he's talking about it, and it was the Mound of Dead Men, what he said it was in the Wikipedia. So it's just a little old leftover place that Thompson's writing about, and I say it's not significant. It's so tiny. And note he says yoga, I think he's saying 1900 BCE, they abandoned yoga 3,000 years ago, Carol. It didn't work. That's interesting. Okay, we'll carry on.
And we go, ooh.
Okay, I had a question there about, what was it? Oh, yeah.
This is the best non sequitur that was ever a non sequitur, so... Boy, I'm glad this is in the Thompson quadrant, because if it was somebody else, we'd actually take it as worth something. But since it's in the Thompson quadrant, we're not surprised at all.
Right. So listen to this. You have the paintings in the Lascaux Caves. L-A-S-C-A-U-X. Lascaux Caves. I don't have the image right here. I'll just draw it up. I'll bring it up. Let's see. Lascaux Caves. These are famous discoveries considered the art of caveman. Let's see what they show and have Ian explain. Lascaux Caves, Wikipedia. It's a setting, Lascaux is the setting of a complex of caves in southwestern France, famous for its Paleolithic cave paintings. These paintings are estimated to be around 17,000 years old. Is that accurate? 17,000 years old? Ian?
There's no time.
Okay. Were they made at the time of the Yamaka continent, when there was one ascended continent on the planet, like a Yamaka on the Earth?
No. Yeah, that's coming, by the way.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet?
No, yeah, I had a couple of times. You keep looping it. Do you know what I Love Lucy is, Bob?
Yes.
Do you know what a rerun is, Bob?
Yes.
Can you retrieve an I Love Lucy episode and watch it anytime you want to?
Yeah.
So is the Yarmulke stage.
All right.
No, if like the pyramid, left like in the Sphinx, you decide to go to a point in history under the left front, left paw of the Sphinx and put a room and store it right Dobstown, USA, and right lock down Bob Rule and put all kinds of puffs and ice cream and nutty bars and green drink and yeast and all that candida stuff and all the diseases and all the problems and all the things that you're going to obfuscate sooner, so you'll have a true line, a bloodline of the version of what you're going to match it to that will overcome those transgressed positions. Okay, the same way you can do that when you want to, and then add more when you develop more diseases of death and destruction. You marvelous creator, you. Then what happens is you can find that you can bump in and out of that anytime, anytime. So, anytime, anytime, that's what you can run into. So you're asking this question, and we go, yeah. Is it significant? No. Can you go back and make it significant? Yes. Is anything there that's important? No. They wrote some shit on the wall. Good God Almighty. Whoopee, whoopee, doo. Okay, good.
Okay, so do we have to have a whole bunch of earthquakes and then the world's seven continents merge to remake the one Yamaka continent?
If you'd like to, it's not a problem.
All right, but you can get to the Yamaka continent other means.
You may. Need to.
All right. Does that
see,
mean
without time, at that time, and let's stop now, at that time, you could always then go to Milton Friedman.
Okay, you could always go to...
the Happy Land.
You can always go to the Happy Land. This continent is right beside me. I have to shift to it. Now, does humanity all have to go someplace to get to it to be a consensual illusion, a shared space that would dominate social kingdom, mortar, the Elder Kingdom?
Potentially.
Have to go through some kind of... dropped off, so we got to move it forward. So looking at the image at the Lascaux Caves, it contains nearly 2,000 figures, which can be grouped into three categories, animals, human figures, and abstract signs. The paintings contain no images of the surrounding landscape or the vegetation of the time. Most of the images have been painted onto the walls using red, yellow, and black colors from a complex multiplicity of mineral pigments, including iron compounds such as iron oxide, hematite, goethite, as well as manganese-containing pigments. Now, Ion, what was the purpose of these images?
To remind you of what's coming.
And animals were coming?
And the pictures of the world. The animals were already here, just to what those animals are going to be doing.
All right. What do the images show they're doing?
Living, arriving, changing, morphing, becoming.
And what kind of human beings made those images?
Ascended ones.
Ah, and so they were trying to show... something. Did they have cavemen?
Just like this recording is trying to make an imperial reference. So you can go back and say, we had them by the tail. We had them by the tail then. We knew what was going on. We're not sure now. But at that mark of time, 45 mark, we had it all worked out right then. So it's just that little thing of, oh, yeah, it was a photograph, a Kodak moment, Bob.
Right. But why were they sending people, for example, McLuhan says that the images were like advertising, not meant to be noticed, and would act and evoke the animals for hunting, a kind of ESP. Do you agree that was the purpose of the imagery?
No, but it's okay. It's so much so a non sequitur, it's okay.
Okay. So some people from the future made the imagery?
Yes. If you call it the future, yeah.
And what
the day
what
after tomorrow.
Purpose? Yeah, what was their purpose in putting them there? I'm not sure I get what you said.
Ah.
Okay, Ion, why make it try to make it clear, why were they making these images on the wall?
So you could find them, and it looked like from a way, way, way back then, that represents a right now. It doesn't, but it's looking that way.
And how could the animal and bison look like now? They look like animals today? Is that what you mean?
They do.
So what were they? They were trying to look like today, like animals today.
Trying to show you those pictures, to show you what they're looking like.
And why did they want to show us those pictures?
So you'd recognize them and talk about it right now, tomorrow.
Why did the people want that talked about, who the ascended humans have made?
So you can make the hookup, so you get a hookup.
What's a hookup?
When you join together with somebody you don't know to fuck.
So these animals are expressing a human desire to hook up.
No, they're showing you that you can hook up.
How does showing animals prove that you can hook up?
There's pictures of them. That's what they're representing.
Pictures of people hooking up?
Of animals hooking up.
What are you guys talking about? Jesus, God.
Yeah, we're trying to make...
This
Bob
is supposed
doesn't know
to be
either.
A scientific inquiry.
Kel,
It's about hooking up. It's like back pages. It's like the back pages.
Okay, so Carolyn, we're looking at the most famous images in the world, the Lascaux cave paintings.
Yeah.
Ayn says they're a waste of time. Nothing is significant there. A bunch of ascended people just wanted to show us that animals back then look like animals today.
Uh-huh.
And that they could hook up.
And they can hook up.
Is there any significant cultural artifact in museums or wherever they keep cultural artifacts of any significance, Ayn?
Yes, Bob Dylan.
I was just thinking of him. What is it about Dylan?
My back pages.
You did quote that. What is that about?
Oh, it's about August the 8th, 1964.
Well, that's a year before J.W. was born. Is that when it was written, August 8th, 1964?
It's when it's released.
Ah, released. And what's significant there?
It lays the same way, same thing.
Oh, about as the Altamira cave drawings?
Yeah, like the Black Crow Blues, the Spanish Harlem Incident, I Shall Be Free, to Ramona.
All right.
Motorcycle Nightmare. There you go. That could use a little lithium. You could put a lithium on that.
Okay. You got any questions, Carol?
Ballad in Plain D.
Got any questions, Carol?
Not at this point. I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know.
We're good because it's about the same for us, too, honey.
I know. This must be torturous.
So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star in 1967, or Have You Seen Her Face 1967?
Okay.
It was a good day.